We were getting so much shellfire and all at that time. We were shelled and mortared, shelled and mortared, and there was one hell of a lot of it going on. And that particular night, I made my way into CP. The platoon officer come running in. And he started saying, well, right, tonight's the night. He hadn't said much more than this. Tonight's the night. He started giving us a big shell. And the old CP started closing in. Started coming a bit on top of us. So I just got Kershaw. So everybody out, get down to the tunnel. I remember going out. I went to go down steps. As I was going down steps, then I heard firing, small. I thought, blimey, I thought it was Major Kershaw, Kirk up there, still up there. And exactly that's what had happened the time we were coming in, you see, already coming in the trenches then. They'd just straight through. And I went straight down. And I went through to go from the other end to get back out into my section area. Once you went there, it was dark. Obviously dark in the tunnel, we didn't have no lights or nothing. I'm going through, feeling my way around, get to other end, and then I get to my entrance out into my trench. I thought, not going up here yet. The shells were coming down and bang, blowing up, And next thing, this Chinese come down. Oh, see, Chinese shooting away So your reaction straight away, you're going to have a go back. And it was then, while they one threw a grenade, and there were percussion grenades, it was a grenade, it came boom, bounced here. Bounced here and down in front of me. And I turned away, out of the way, off it goes. It's such a blast the other side if you're facing it. It's and it's just like somebody thumping out from conscious. You're looking again, and they're there, and they're shouting, "Don't shoot!" So I ease back further to tunnel. So I'm more or less round a dead corner here. And it's while I'm round there, and one comes and has put this satchel charge in. Well, I didn't realise what it was at the time. But such an explosion, it hits me, and it bounces me straight down in tunnel, up against this wall. And I didn't know how this earth or Fuller's earth. It just clocks all the air out me, completely out of me. Full blast, I got hit me in the face, and I was just out. And that's what they'd just blown the whole end in, they'd just blown it up. And I just remember the time I was able to breathe in his hand, get some breath. It cracked my ribs, I think. An ache, my lungs ache, my back ache, my foot's ache. And I remember being there, easing myself back, more or less with everybody else's. And I couldn't see it, my eyes were just closed. Got a lot and all that face. Couldn't see a thing like that. Couldn't see. And we were there all the rest of the night. Major Kershaw had gotten back down. He'd been hit with a grenade and all. Down steps, thrown one down and blew his foot. The next morning, I do remember, I think it was Emmett coming in, company commander. And then there's going out. Now, somebody was told to help me out. And instead of looking into a trench, which I would normally, I wasn't all looking straight down the hill. All the trenches, everything obliterated. It'd taken a lot of weight. And I thought, I just made my way down near to aid post. And saying, I think I asked for a drink of water. Because I hadn't done for 24 hours. I'd had nothing to eat since the day before. And he always said to the sergeant, medical sergeant, make him an egg sandwich. He made me an egg sandwich. I thought, well, that's nice. I had an egg sandwich for ages. And then from then I went to, I think it went to Seoul Hospital. The flew us out from there to Japan, to military hospital in Japan.
You were awarded the military medal.
Yes, it was. Yeah, that was a point. Yeah, that was a surprise to me, really, in a way, because it was while I was in hospital. I got the telegram, and I couldn't see it myself. I had these drops, getting these drops into my eyes, and the nurse's sister brought it. And she read it out, and it says, Congratulations from the CO and all ranks on a well-earned MM. It isn't a thing that's, you know, as intended. You do it, it's automatic. It's a matter of, they come and have a shoot you, you're going to them, well, shoot back. Everybody, you couldn't go anywhere. Nowhere to go. You couldn't run. I mean, and all these things you see on pictures and all where people, you know, you see them, all the enemies always coming one way. There. They're all, they come on, they'll run, they're all over the place, so it makes a difference.